We are beginning tonight sharing some in Reish and Zayin. We're up to Sif Ches, which is the third line on page Chav Tes, the page following 56. The Mechaber says in Sif Ches, Afal pi shemuter lahashos kedera al gabe kira shiyesh begecholom al pi hadrochim shenizbaru besimen Reish and Gimel. Even though it is mutter to leave a pot on a stove that has coals in it, based on the requirements that we discussed earlier in Siman Reish and Gimel, which we'll see in the Mishabura, a little review of that. But even though that Shehiya is mutter in a certain way, imhu mechusa bebigodim, if this pot is surrounded by garments, afal pisha bebigodim eino mosifim hevel machmas atzman, even though these garments that are around the pot are not adding heat mitzad themselves, but because of the fire underneath, the garments are Mosef Hevel, the 1-2 punch of the coals underneath and the garments, that is a problem of Atmana with the Dover HaMosef Hevel. So even though there would be no problem of Shehiya, as we'll explain, there would be a problem over here of Atmana in a Dover HaMosef Hevel, even though you're actually using something that's not Mosef Hevel, because the heat on the bottom causes that the garments are together being Mosef Hevel. Miu, however, kol shu b'inyan she'ein ha'begodim nogim ba'kedera. A very important point. Any situation that the garments are not actually touching the pot, it's not a close-fitting garment on the pot, afal pi shi'esh eish tahteha, even if there's a fire underneath, kevan she'ein osa derech hatmana shari, since that's not the normal way of insulating, it is mutter. So it's only a problem of hatmana, of insulating, if it is a tight-fitting garment or towel, whatever it is, around the pot. But if it's loose-fitting, as we'll see how you make it looser, so then it would be okay, even if there are coals underneath. Hilkach, therefore, and now he goes into more detail about these things he's been discussing. In a case where you leave a pot on top of a kira, a stove, or a kofach, a different type of stove that we've been discussing, that has coals, the ain shuli hakedera nogim bagecholim, as long as the pot is not touching the coals below, shihui mikri umutter al pi hadrochim shenizbaru b'simen reish and gimel. That would be called shehiya, and it is permissible based on the requirements that we had earlier in reish and gimel. V'im nosan al hakedera kli rochav, if you put on top of the pot a wide vessel, she'eino nogeya b'tzide hakedera, that it's not, this kli is not touching the sides of the pot, v'nosan b'godim al oso kli rochav, and then you put the garments over this covering that's over the pot, that goes beyond the pot, mutter, that's permissible. The kevan she'ena begodim nesunim ella al oso kli rochav, since the garments are only placed over this wide vessel, she'eno nogea betzidei kedera, and it's not touching the sides of the pot, ein kan hatmana, that is not a problem of hatmana. V'chein mutter laniach hakedera betanurim shalonu ayidei she'iten besocha chaticha chaya. You're also permitted to place a pot with a dish in it inside an oven, inside our ovens, by putting a piece of raw meat inside the dish, as long as the pot is not touching the coals, even though you're basically sealing up or covering up the opening of the oven with garments, it's okay. Since the garments are on the outside of the oven and not on the pot, that is not hatmana, and being inside an oven like we saw many times, and we'll discuss it again, that's also not hatmana, and therefore it's permissible. Now we will go back and see everything with the Mishabura and get it clear. So the first thing the Mechaber told us was that even though you're allowed to do shehiya with a kedera on a kira, with has coals in it, based on what we discussed earlier, so the Mishabu writes in Lamed Zayin, the Hainu, Shemamida agabe kira milamala alpia, that you place it on the top of the kira, by the mouth of the kira on top, the ein shulei hakedera nogim begecholim shalamata, and the bottom of the pot is not touching the coals that are below, v'hu adin b'chia gavne imamedes agabe kisei shalbarzel besil kiro shalonu. It doesn't matter if the pot is on top of the kira, it could actually be inside the kira as well, as long as it's on some kind of tripod or some kind of chair, that it's not touching the gecholim, even if it's inside, that's going to be okay. V'gam tia kedera mevushal kol tzarka. Another requirement that we mentioned, if you want to leave a pot on the stove, it has to be that it was fully cooked from before Shabbos. L'fi das ha-mechaber sham, that's according to the Mechaber. Obviously, we had the shita of the Ramah, that says if it was cooked, kamacha ben jusai, a half or a third, it would also be okay. So then even though you're doing your shahiyah in the proper way, if you cover the pot with garments, even though the garments themselves are not mosaf hevel because of themselves, but because of the fire underneath, it is mosaf hevel and it is aser. Says the Mishabura Lamilches Machmas Eshet Atayim, Vafilu im Mefazir Efer Agabi HaGecholim. Even if you spritch some dirt over the Gecholim to dull them a little bit, and you made them cut them, Mikomoko Mosaf Hevelhu. It's still a problem of Mosaf Hevel, it still is adding heat, and it is aser. However, if you do it in a way that the begadim are not touching the pot, then we said even if there's a fire underneath, it will be okay. That's not derech hatmano. Says the Mishabur and Lamites, Kol Shehu Dehainu, Ke'ein Shetzir HaMechaber B'Samuch. That means like the Mechaber is going to speak out right now, which he does. In Sifkotan Mem, he's going on the Hilkach of the Mechaber. Ato Chozer Lefarish B'Kitzer Mashakosu B'Tchilas Asif. Now the Mechaber is going back to explain that which he said in abbreviation in the beginning of the Sif. 2 points. Number one is Afal Pisha Mutter Lahashos. So he's going to review the rules of Shehiyah. Umasha Kosel Basof, and also what he wrote at the end, the Be'inyon, She'ena Begodim Nogi Mutter. That in a case where the Hatmana has the garments that are not touching the pot, it will also be Mutter. So the Mechaber gave the little introduction of the two cases, and now he goes into more detail explaining them. So the Mechaber then said, Hilkach, I'm reading the Mechaber, if you're in Mamre Kedera Agabe Kira Okofa Sheyeshbem Gecholim, you put the pot over a Kira that has coals in it, the Ein Shulei HaKedera Nogim B'Gecholim, and the bottom of the pot is not touching the Gecholim. Why is that necessary? So the Mishabura tells us in Mem Aleph, HaMechaber Ozer L'Shitaso, this is, if you remember the Mechaber L'Shitaso in Simen Reish and Gimel Sosef Aleph, that he says that if the pot is even touching the coals on the bottom, that's already an Isser Hatmana. That's the Machmir Shita of the Mechaber. Avodas HaRamah Shon B'Hagah, but the Ramah told us over there in the Hagah, Afilu Shulei HaKedera Nogim B'Gecholim Gam Kein Shari. Even if the pot is touching the coals on the bottom, it is Mutter. Kevan Shakedera Megula L'Malo. Since the pot is revealed on top, the Ein Tomim B'Gadim, it's not surrounded by B'Gadim. Just the fact that the bottom is touching the coals, the Ramah held that that was 100% permissible and that was not a problem of Hatmana. Then the Mechaber says, that's called Shiwi, Umutter al Pi Adrocham, Shinesbar, Basir, Shagimel, that's Shehiyah, and that is Mutter. And then the Mechaber says in the fourth to last line, V'Nosan al Kedera Kli Rochav, if you put on top a wide vessel that makes it that the garments that go on top of that are not touching the pot, then it's okay, it's not considered Hatmana. Says the Mishabura in Mem Beis, Rochav, it's lav dafka kli. It could even be any kind of flat board that's on top of the pot. As long as it's done in a way that the garments are hanging over the side beyond the pot and they're not actually touching the pot, that will be okay. In note number 40, he gets a little more detailed in discussing how far it has to be. Ubishira hefsik shebein habegodim lekedera. How far does the garment have to be from the pot? So Rosh Hashanah and Orbach and Rav Yosha both say she'atzar shia hefsik nicker. It has to be a separation that is recognizable. Velo dai behefsik koshu. It can't be just a drop. And that's why these poskim are machmir when it comes to crack pots. When you're sticking it inside, even though there is a space, but it's a very, very small space, and therefore they say that will be a problem. Continues note number 40. Ulagabe kama kederos haomdos ala ish smucho zulazu. Let's say you have a bunch of pots next to each other on top of the kira. Rav Nissen Karelet says she'ein laniach begodim shiatvu as kol hakederos. Don't put one big garment or towel over all of them together. Sha'af shekol echa me'akderos eina atufa idea begodim ela mitzida hachitzon. Even though if you put one big towel over it, each pot is only covered on one side. It's only on the outside. On the inside, there's no towel over there because it's one towel covering a bunch of pots. V'atmona b'miktsasi, and that would only be a partial atmona. Mikomokom yesh lahachshiv es kol hakederos k'kedera achas. From this, and Karela says that would be a problem because we would view all the kederos as one pot. V'nimtsa shen matmin es kulon yachad mikol tzadehim. I guess if they're really all squished together and you have one big garment going over all of them, that would be viewed as one pot, and that would be a problem. Then the Mechaber told us, so if you put this kli over it, or this daf, like the Mishabura told us, and then you put the garments over it, that is mutter. The Mechaber says in the third to last line, the kevan she'en abagodim nesunim elal oso kli rochav she'en nogea besidei hakedera ein kan hatmana. Since it's not tight-fitting on the pot, it goes over that kli, so it goes beyond the pot, that is not called hatmana. So the Mishabura now, the long Mishabura, Sivkotan Mem Gimel. V'inei kol zeh kishiyesh eish bakira. This is all discussing when there is a fire, when there are coals in the kira, like the Mechaber explained. Avalim ein eish bakira klal. But if there is no fire going on in the oven at all, the fire is out, just it's still boiling hot. Yesh omrim she'ein leser lahamid kedera aleha ulchasosa bebegodim. There are those who say there is no iser to put a pot on top of it and to insulate it with the garments. So you can cover it with the garments as long as the oven does not have a fire in it, even if the oven is still very hot. The af shechom akira shetartea gamken godol mosef hevel. Because even though the heat of the kira that's underneath it is very great, and it's adding heat to the garments, mikom akom shari, still is permissible. The dafka agabe gefes v'kadome osru, because dafka on gefes is that we saw is the psolos of the zesim, that's most of hevel. Dafka on something like gefes, that's where they asked mishum duroi lahatman besocha, because there is shayach to do the hatmana inside the gefes, the gozru shema yatman beremetz. So even if you put it just on top of the gefes, but since it's shayach to do atmana inside the gefes, that's a problem because you might come to do atmana inside coals. And you might come to stoke the coals. But over here, where you have no material in which to do the hatmana, ein roi lahatman besocha karka shel akira, you can't do hatmana in the ground of the kira, there's no other material to do hatmana, and therefore it would not be a problem. Hilkach leka lemecha shlemidi, therefore there is no concern. In addition, the gam mitam acher yesh lomer d'lodomi l'gefes. Also, for another reason, besides that there's nothing to do atmana inside of, there's another reason why this would not be comparable to a case of gefes. The gefes mosef hevel bi'atzmo. Because the gefes itself, like we discussed in the last year, that adds heat on its own. That's the davar ha-mosef hevel. Avakira ein chuma elo machmas ha'esh. But when it comes to an oven, the only heat that's there is because of the fire that was there previously. And as we move on in time, once the fire is extinguished, it's getting cooled off as you go. It's getting cooler as you go. And therefore, for those two reasons, this Yesh Omrim says that if there's no fire underneath, even though it's getting some heat from the fire, from the hot oven, you can encase it in the garments and it will not be an issue of Atmana. However, there are those who say that in this case it should be Machmir. Unless you do the eitzah of the mechaber over here by putting this daf on top of the pot and putting the garments beyond it. And then on top of that you put the begodim. You should not protest against those who are noheg to be lenient. And based on this you should know the mashen nohagim lahamid kavei. That the minog to put kaveh, which is coffee, o tafshel be erev Shabbos mibodiyom, or some other dish on Friday, al hatanur milamala, on top of the oven, umachasen osam bebegodim, and the oven is no longer lit when Shabbos starts, and they enclose it with garments on top of this kli, the afshel o yofahim osim udas haposim hamachmirim, even though they're not doing good like those who we just said who are machmir, because lamaisa there is heat from the oven, and they enclose it in garments, and there's very strong room to be machmir. Mipnei shechom atanur mosef hevel, because lamaisa the heat coming from the oven, even though there's no fire there, is adding heat to the pot that's surrounded by the garments. Elim ken yaniach eze daf rochav ala kedera, unless of course you leave the wide daf on top of the pot and put the garments beyond that. Mikomakon ein limchos bum. You still should not protest against them. Diesh lehem amash yismuchu v'kanal. They have what to rely on, like we just mentioned in the beginning of the Mishabura. Omnam, however, im no sein chol al gabi hatanur, if you place sand on top of the tanur, afal pish ein matmin kulo besocho, even if you don't surround the pot fully with the sand, raksha shuli hakadera omnam bachol, just the bottom of the pot is standing on the sand, ulamalo mechusa bebegodim al gabi hakadera, and the rest of the pot is just surrounded with the garments. Bevadei aser, that for sure is aser. Why? Shechol hu me'advarim shemosefim hevel. Because chol is one of the things that's mosef hevel, like the gefes, and therefore, since you could do atmana in that, we would be gozer to put that underneath and have the garments around the kli. Ve'gazrinen shema yatnin bokula, when worried, you might do atmana fully in the sand. V'im kofa kli rachav, and if you put over it a wide kli, o shenosen alei adaf rachav, or a wide board, u'mechase v'begadim ulamala, and you put the garments over and beyond that, mutter av shemamido ad chetzio b'chol. That will be mutter even if it's halfway up in the sand, because that's only a partial atmana, since there's no atmana the rest of the way up, because the garments are not directly on the pot, they're over the daf or the kli that goes beyond the pot. Then the Mechaber told us, we'll read the Mechaber again in the second to last line, V'chein mutter laniach ha-kadeira b'tanurim shalona, you can also put the pot inside our ovens, a'idei she'itin besocha chaticha chaya, as long as you put in a raw piece of meat, as long as the pot again is not touching the coals, even though you're covering the opening of the tana with the garments, it's okay. Since the garments are on the outside, they're not actually touching the pot, that's not atmana and it is mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Memdal, V'chein Mutter Pirish, Ad Hashto Maril Inyan Kira, till now we're discussing a Kira, V'atobo Lefarish Degam B'tanor Mutter Lita and Kederim B'Yom. And now we're discussing that even inside an oven, you're allowed to put a pot before Shabbos, V'av She'eno Gor V'Kotum, even if the oven is not cleaned out from its coals, the coals are not covered, since you put in a raw piece of meat, we're not worried you're going to come and stoke the coals. The same thing would apply if it would be fully cooked. We also, shehiya is mutter, we would not be concerned with stoking the coals. Because if not for one of those two things, either the raw meat or the fully cooked, we would be having a problem over here of shehiya, the kanal b'reish nun gimel sif aleph. Even though in this case, again, we avoided the case of shehiya because there's either raw meat in it or it is fully cooked. And even though you put the pot fully inside the oven, and you sealed up the opening of the oven with garments and yamamish enclosed it, it's for sure adding heat by the heat of the oven. There is no name of hatmana on this, and it's permissible. Since lamaisa, the garments are not touching the pot, and again, the oven also is not considered hatmana, because the same way the garments, when they have the kli over the pot, and the garments go beyond that, they're not tight fitting on the kli, on the kedera, it's not hatmana. So too, like we saw, inside an oven is not hatmana either. The garments that you have here are not a hatmana, because they're going on the oven, they're not going on the pot. This is as long as the pot is not touching the coals in the bottom. Because if the bottom of the pot was actually touching the coals, we learned already today and earlier that the Mechaber holds the Machma Zegufa Mikri Matna Medavra Mosav Hevel V'Aser. That is considered insulating with something that adds heat and is Aser, even if just the pot touches on the bottom of the coals. The Rama holds, like we said already a couple of times, the Rama holds over there that is not considered hatmana if it's only at the bottom, unless it covers at least most, if not all, of the kli. Now there's one bir halacha that we'll see over here before we stop, and that is the last bir halacha, nogim b'gecholim. He says, "Ayin b'magen Avram sifkatan yudches de mashma minei." Look in the Magen Avram where he's mashma. According to the Ramah early in Reishon Gimel, the Sover Dafilu Kishenogim Begecholim Gam Kein Shari, the Ramah that we just mentioned at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, that the Ramah holds that even if the pot is touching the Gecholim, it's not a problem of Atmana. Hu Afilu Kishemachaser Milamalu Bebegodim Beinyan Sheina Nogim. It will be okay, according to the Ramah, to have the pot resting on the coals and to be surrounded by a garment as long as it's beyond the pot with the board on top. In other words, the same case the Mechaber is saying is okay without the pot touching the coals, because the Mechaber holds that the pot touches the coals is the problem of Atmana. The Rama holds, even if the pot is touching the coals, it's not Atmana. And therefore, the Magen Avram says, Lefi the Rama, if the pot is on the coals, in which case it's not Atmana, and you have the garments around it in a way that the garments are not Atmana, because there's a board on top of it, so the garments go beyond the edges of the pot, that would be permissible to feed the Ramah, which is very logical. However, Ubesefer El Yerabba Cholikolov, the El Yerabba argues, Vesover de Kaven Shu Mechasim Lamala Begodim, since you are in fact enclosing it on top of the Begodim, even though it's beyond the pot, Gam Haramah Moda de Ein Lohakel Elokish Ein Shuli HaKedera Nogim Megecholim. The Eli Rabbi says that even the Rama would be moda that you can't be lenient with the garments going above and beyond the pot if it is in the coals. Even the Rama would say it has to be off the coals in order for that to be okay and not to be a prama batmana. We will stop here, and in Ritz Hashem, we'll finish this siman and the next siman tomorrow night.